Women need love. Men need respect. Simple said, but complicated. On Friday, February 17th at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m., the Word Christian Center, 4701 Lee Street, with host pastors Reverend Greg and Celeste Tejada, present Love and Respect video conference by Dr. Emerson and Sarah Egerich. This relationship conference is for the married, divorced, separated, dating, and single. Dr. Emerson and Sarah Egerich conference teaches men and women how to resolve conflict, dealing with negative reactions, known as the crazy cycle. The energizing cycle will teach and motivate couples by meeting each other's needs, even though your relationship seems hopeless. In this love and respect conference, you can gain understanding on how to handle an indifferent or unresponsive partner, which is called the reward cycle. The Egerich's teachings will give strategies to change your relationship and give it a lasting boost. Or if you have a great relationship, come listen and avoid future problems. Seating is limited. You may register online at www.loveandrespect.com or contact Fanita Johnson at the church, 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Number two, choose your friends carefully. Watch the company that you keep. This is wise counsel for graduates and for anybody else that's listening. Choose your friends carefully. That gets right back to relationships. You just can't be friends with anybody and everybody that come along. Everybody that want to be your friend may not be the best person to be your friend. You have to choose your friends wisely. The first lesson that Proverbs 1 teaches us, the first lesson in Proverbs is how to choose your friends wisely. That's the first lesson that we get from Proverbs is about relationships. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. He's talking about your relationship with other people, how important it is that you seek out good people. And that you only allow people in your inner circle that share your values and that are serving God like you. Amen. You don't want to get hooked up with a wrong group or the wrong person that's going to lead you from God. If there's somebody in your life that come into your life and all they talk about is doing things that you know violate the word, that's bad company. If somebody's always tempting you to do wrong, that's bad company. You need to break it off, and you need to break it off in a hurry. Yeah. Well, I can handle it, Pastor. No, you can't. If you could handle it, you'd already broke it off. You're having trouble breaking it off because you can't handle it. If you could handle it, you'd have saw already, hey, this person's bad. Every time I get around this person, I want to sin. I want to do something wrong every time I get around this person. This person always offers me opportunities to do something wrong. Bad company. And if you're going to serve God, I'm going to tell you have to seek out good people. And you have to ask God to put the right people in your life. Now, I was about 20 years old, 19 or 20. I went to Kentucky for the summer. I had just gotten saved in March, and I knew I was going to a place I'd never been. So for about a month prior to me leaving in June or the end of May, going to Kentucky, I had a constant prayer before the Lord. Lord, I know you got some people in Kentucky. I know there's people in that city that love you. Connect me with the right people. Father, I want to maintain fellowship with you this summer, but I also want good believers in my life. So I know there's a group of people over up there that I'm supposed to worship with. Guide me to that place. Put those people in my path that are going to keep me going in the right direction. Because you can go to a strange place and meet some people that ain't good for you. Before you know it, you're doing drugs, or you're drinking alcohol, or you're having sex, or you're doing something illegal, or you're caught up just not serving God in that party life. And then you don't even want to think about God then. So you get caught up with the wrong people, it's like having an eraser in your life that erased God from your memory. But I'm going to tell you, God did it for me. I visited a few churches, and when I walked in those churches, I knew that wasn't where I was supposed to be. I said, nope, this ain't the one. I'll go to another one next week. Went to another one the next week. Nope, that ain't the one. And so one day, I came home from work, and I used to have a little devotional time with God immediately after work. That was the first thing I did before I played basketball, before I went grocery shopping, before I went to the mall, before I did anything. I would spend some time with the Lord. And that day, that particular day, the Lord said, I want you to go witness in that project over there. I said, okay, I'll go. He said, just go door to door. Knock on doors, ask anybody need prayer. And I went to a few doors, and there was a few people I got a chance to pray with. Most of them, no, we don't need any closed door in your face. I just went on to the next one. So I was heading back to my room. I said, well, Lord, I did it. I'm going back. And this guy that I had played basketball with a couple of times started making a beeline for me. And he said, I saw you with a Bible down there talking to them people. He said, will you go to church with me Sunday? Well, I didn't know this guy. I said, well, I'm praying. I'm still asking God. I'm on the inside. I'm saying, Lord, what about this? What about this? The Lord said, go with him. I said, yeah, I'll go with you. And so that Sunday morning, he came and picked me up, and I was cool with it until he turned down the alley. And I started reaching for the door handle. Real easy, like, how are we going to a church down the alley? I mean, this alley is one way in. Growed up on both sides. Oh, Lord, what has got me into? But when we got to the end of that alley, about a quarter mile down in there, it was a horseshoe. One way in like this here. One way in, one way out. Right in the horseshoe of it was a church. And you could hear the drums and the guitar from the street. You could hear everything outside on the parking lot, you know, them in that plan. Well, the Lord led me to join that church. I didn't want to join that church. I said, Lord, this can't be. This can't be the people. I know these ain't, this can't be the right place. But the minister was preaching the word. And I remember sitting there, I've been there, this is my second time there. The minister gave an altar call, and the Lord said, join this church. I said, no, I ain't joining here. He said, join this church. So there was a girl with me and a couple other college students that were with me. I nudged her, I knew she was real spiritual. I said, the Lord telling you to join this church? She said, no, he said nothing to me. I said, well, Lord, tell her to join if you want me to join. We join together. He said, join this church. And that man just kept waiting. He couldn't have been talking about his own congregation because they knew everybody. He must have spotted us in the back there and said, it's got to be somebody here going to get something. So finally, Lord said, I told you, I want you to join this church right here. Join this church. And I said, Lord, I don't understand it. He said, just go join it. So I got up and I went down there. And boy, them people was excited. They ain't had nobody come forward in a couple of years. I'm serious about that. Ain't nobody been forward in that church in years. So they brought a big chair out there and set it down in front of everybody. Had me sitting there like a dummy. I felt so awkward. Then the preacher came around. He came around. And he come there and he said, well, young man, what's going on? I said, well, I'm from Louisiana. I'm here for the summer, and I want to join this church. I want to be in y'all's watch care program. How many of y'all know what watch care is? It's when you go in a strange city and you go into a church and you say, I want y'all to watch over me spiritually while I'm away. This is going to be my home church while I'm here. He said, well, that's fine. Made me stand up and everything. Then he looked at me and he said, and young man, what do you want to do? Without me even thinking. Never thought anything. Out of my spirit popped the word, teach, just like that. Teach. I scared myself. He said, well, good. We got Vacation Bible School. We needed some teachers. They gave me the 5th and 6th grade class. There I was. I spent a whole summer with that family. Developed a marvelous relationship with them. And God put me in that church to be an example to them. Because that man preached the word, but wasn't nobody living the word. And I asked the Lord at the end of the summer, I said, Lord, out of all these churches up here in Lexington, why you put me in that church? He said, I put you there to be the word made flesh. I wanted people to see somebody that was living it. And it changed that church. In a couple of weeks, the pastor had me teaching their BTU. Now, I'm only saved 3 or 4 months. I'm teaching the adult class in the evening on Sunday evening. And I just thought it was going to be a few people there. Class packed. And the pastor sitting in the class. But I was intimidated. I said, oh, Lord, I got the pastor sitting there. See, I want you to teach us about faith. I didn't know nothing but what I read in Brother Hagin's book, so that's what I taught him. Hallelujah. But it's all get back to relationships. You see, if you ask God to put the right people in your life, he'll do it. And there'll be relationships that will last a lifetime. See, in college, one of my roommates in college, Pastor Little, we were roommates in college. That's a lifetime connection. He's from Brooklyn, New York. I'm from Bayou Rapids, Louisiana. Big city. My mama remember we walked in there and seen his foot locker in the floor. He told me, you got a roommate this semester. I said, who is it? Robert Little. Where he from? Brooklyn, New York. I said, oh, Lord. One of these big city guys from New York. Boy, I know mama prayed for me. We was all concerned about that. See, God connected us. God put us together. And many of those other guys, Larry Brown, met him in college. And then we started a church, and he's the one that did our first Bible study. Relationships. So important. You have to join yourself with people of like precious faith who share your value system. You stay away from evil people and people who entice you to do wrong or who have sinful habits in their life. You might like the person, especially if you're a girl and a boy. You might like the guy. What kind of values he got? He tell you he love you, throw you a line, make you feel like you're a queen. You better watch what he's doing. Where's all this going? And you boys out there, young men, feeding these girls these lines because you got one thing on your mind. Don't you be caught doing that kind of stuff. Keep yourself. Proverbs talks about staying away from the evil man, the evil woman. Watch the evil woman, the evil man. Proverbs is full of exhortations to stay out of bad relationships. Proverbs 1:10. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that's a powerful scripture. So you stay away from bad company. Number 3, if I'm going to have wise counsel and be successful, I've got to choose the places I go wisely. Not only do you have to choose your company wisely, but you have to choose the places that you go. Because you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people doing the wrong thing, and it could cost you your life. If it had not been for the grace of God. I remember one time my brothers went to a club up at Taylor Hill. Now, they know they ain't had no business in that place. Mom told them stay out of places like that. And this place was called, I think they called it The Bottom. Well, that would have been enough right there for me not to go. See, I'd have had enough sense right there that this place called The Bottom. Hey, I ain't going nowhere near The Bottom. I want to be on the top. I ain't going to The Bottom. Man, just the name would have been enough to keep me away. But they went out there one day. In fact, they went with one of my uncles. And they ain't had no business there.